KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging it.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The man accused of carrying out a violent attack on peaceful protesters in Boulder, Colorado, is making his first court appearance today. Prosecutors say the suspect told authorities he had been planning the assault for a year. He's now facing federal hate crime charges. Colorado Public Radio's Haley May reports the Department of Homeland Security has identified the man as an Egyptian national who had overstayed his tourist visa.
45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon is facing multiple felony charges tied to the attack on a gathering in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza, including assault and the use of explosives. The FBI is investigating the incident as an act of terrorism. Solomon had Molotov cocktails made from glass wine bottles and mason jars, as well as a backpack weed sprayer with gasoline. He injured eight people, ranging in age from 52 to 88. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says one of the victims is a Holocaust survivor.
There's not only potential enhancements for a hate crime, there are potential enhancements for going after those who are older Coloradans.
Solomon has no previous criminal history in Colorado. He faces federal hate crime charges in addition to the state charges. For NPR News, I'm Haley May in Denver.
Newark Liberty International Airport has reopened a major runway nearly 2 weeks ahead of schedule after weeks of delays and cancellations. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the completion comes just before the start of the busy summer travel period.
Today we're celebrating the opening of Newark's runway. And this is a 60-day project that actually is completed 13 days early.
The FAA previously limited flight operations at Newark because of the construction and a shortage of air traffic controllers. An exercise program for colon cancer survivors can cut their risk of dying by one-third. NPR's Maria Godoy reports that's according to the findings of a first-of-its-kind trial.
The study involved 889 patients who had completed chemotherapy. Half were given information promoting fitness and nutrition. The other half worked with a coach in a structured exercise program over 3 years. After 8 years, patients in the structured exercise program had a 28% lower risk of their cancer coming back. Over the years, lots of research has shown that colon cancer survivors who are more physically active have a lower risk of recurrence and improved overall survival compared to those who exercise less. But the new study is the first randomized controlled trial to find similar improvements. The findings appear in the New England Journal of Medicine. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 35 points. This is NPR News in Washington. Weather officials say they're anticipating an above-average hurricane season. Forecasters have so far named at least 19 storms. Staffing and resources to track hurricanes has become a major concern this season. That's after the Trump administration fired hundreds of employees and cut some climate research programs. Goodyear will celebrate the 100th anniversary of its fleet of blimps on Tuesday. Kabir Bhatia from member station WKSU has more.
Goodyear was already making airships for the military when it launched its first officially branded Goodyear blimp on June 3, 1925. Goodyear Assistant Chief Pilot Adam Bassran says they have a fleet of three. Each blimp rotates between air docks in Florida, California, and Ohio to ensure equal exposure to the elements.
Down in Pompano, they have salt air pretty close to the base. Out in L.A., it's a sunnier environment, so there's UV issues. And here at Wingfoot Lake, we have an extended downtime in the winter.
The Goodyear blimp is largely used as an advertisement for the company. Despite the name, the current models are technically classified as semi-rigid airships. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia in Akron.
A recent study shows just how much time people spend scrolling on social media. The analysis conducted by the company FastHosts shows the average person scrolls just over 88 miles per year on various platforms. Researchers calculated the scroll distance based on the average daily usage and how much content users typically consume in a single swipe. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
I'm not a little boy. I've lived alone and loved so many more. But when she touches me, I'm on the way, I'm underneath the floor. Like ice in the sun, I melt away. Whenever she comes, I melt away. Like ice in the sun, I melt away. I sit down in a chair and read a book as if I couldn't care. But she is in the room and I must look. I see her everywhere.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Back in my life. it's all right. Close the door to my little room. Starts to sweat. Fun start. Sweat principal caught me after school. He gave me hell. He called me food. He pointed his finger at my face and he starts to sweat all over the place. No blood rivers on the floor. I can take it. Give it to me.
corner, I hear sleeping alone. Why don't you come with me? I said my baby's at home, she's probably worried tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm alright. Diana walked up to me, she said I'm on yours tonight. And then I ran to the phone, saying baby I'm alright. I said but unlock the door, cause I forgot the key. She said he's not coming back, because he's sleeping with me.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Forever by my side. Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Yeah.
KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.